Professor Brendan O'Connor from the US Study Centre, thank you very much for speaking to us this afternoon.
My pleasure.
So it looks like the Republicans have picked up a record number of seats, doesn't it?
Yes, yes. I mean, 52 seats they picked up in 1994, which was a huge pickup after Bill Clinton had come to power in 92 and the Democrats had majorities in the House and in the Senate. And it looks like the same history is being repeated itself, maybe even worse for Barack Obama's party, the Democratic Party, this time round. It looks like it might go plus 50, somewhere in the mid to high 50s, maybe even 60, which would be a total disaster.
But the Democrats have still held on to the Senate.
Yes, yes. Only 34 of the 100 Senate seats were up for re-election, so it's only a third of the Senate with their six-year terms that is up this time round, where everyone in the House is up for re-election. They're only two-year terms. So obviously, being a senator is something more powerful, more desired in many regards, and is the stronger chamber in the U.S. And the Democrats had seats up for grabs, and two in New York, one in California, one in Oregon, one in the state of Washington. So that gave it some basis of that. Those are strong areas for the Democratic Party, some basis to hold on to power.
So what implications does this have for President Barack Obama?
Well, I think it's a very negative day for the Obama administration. The Obama administration came in promising a lot of change, a lot of new ideas. And to get new ideas into law, you need the cooperation of the U.S. Congress. The U.S. Congress is the place where legislation occurs. Presidents can just suggest and persuade and cajole. And I suppose this will be a huge setback for Barack Obama on issues like climate change. The Republicans in the Congress will be very much against this. Some of the, in fact, the Democrats elected the Democrat from West Virginia very much against legislation to address climate change. So I think we've seen an activist period of the Obama administration end in many regards. I think there'll be a temptation to turn to foreign policy. Obama may turn again to the Middle East, as other American presidents have done, and try to seek some resolution of the Arab-Israeli conflict. So this, I think, will really set them back on the domestic front. And the interesting thing will be to see, well, will there be an ability to achieve some kind of cooperation between the two parties? And I suppose I'm not very hopeful on that front.
But it's not something that's unique to US politics, is it? The president facing, I guess, a hostile Congress.
Yes, well, as I said before, Bill Clinton faced this in 94 and actually used it fairly effectively to get re-elected in 96, that he played off against Newt Gingrich, who was then Speaker of the House of Representatives, who came in with a fairly radical agenda, a very conservative anti-government agenda. And Gingrich was used as a sparring partner for Clinton in many regards, and Clinton was able to regain his popularity and led to a very strong victory in 1996. Obama, I don't think, is well placed to do the same, because the Republicans probably have learned a little bit from that historical experience. And also, Obama's tendencies are not to go to the center as Clinton's were. Clinton, I think, was more naturally a moderate, a triangulator, as it was called at the time.
Now, we mentioned earlier the success of the Republicans in this particular election. How much of this has got to do with the influence of the Tea Party movement?
They have given a lot of energy to the Republican Party. In some ways, the Tea Party is an insurgent movement. It's very critical, in fact, of a lot of the Republican establishment. So it's energized the party. I suppose it's given them a sense of self-esteem after what was a fairly bad loss in 2008. But it's also created a management problem for the establishment arm of the Republican Party, which will see the Tea Party as boisterous, likely to lead to things which the media will be able to pick up on. Candidates such as Christine O'Donnell, of course, have caused a lot of amusement in this campaign and probably led to the Republicans doing fairly poorly in Delaware, where she ran as a Senate candidate. They could have, I think, done a lot better with a more moderate candidate. So I think the establishment will want to harness the energy of the Tea Party, harness the get-out-to-vote elements that they bring to the party, but will be cautious of the Tea Party being seen as the main face of the Republican Party, because I think that would lead to somewhat of a backlash in 2012. And the people who didn't vote this time round, probably a lot of young people, maybe some minority groups, might be driven out to the polls to re-elect Barack Obama.